Blog Talk Radio.
Showed up, Charlie. What'd he do? Yeah.
Pimpin'.
Oh boy.
What y'all know about a supermodel? Fresh out of L magazine. My whole bottle. Look, pimp juice, I keep it one. When you see me, act like you know me. I keep a dollar worth a dime. You know pimping ain't easy. For all my chicks in the club, who knows how to cut a rug?
If you're a bad girl, get at me, bad girl. Work me, baby. Shake it in the way I like. I'm ready to be bad. I need a bad girl.
Hypnotic or Alize. There ain't much more I can say, but
hello, and welcome to another episode. Hello.
You there, Diva?
Yes, can you hear me?
Yes, gotcha. Okay.
You got me? Okay.
Yeah.
Good evening and welcome to another episode of Love Fantasy with your Diva Squad. You are now on live with Miss Mo Better and Storm in the building. What's going on, Storm?
Hey, hey. Nothing, just chilling. Sipping me a little drinky drink on a Wednesday night for the first time.
See what I'm saying?
Yeah.
What divas do. Listen, I got my pina colada right here chilling, and there's a little bit left in the jar, so if I want a little refill, I got that on deck.
Again, folks, you
are on live. This is GQ Palace Radio. You are on live with your Diva Squad. This is Love Fantasy. We are here every Wednesday at 8 p.m., number 646-200-3838. Now, this is an adult show, 18 and over callers. However, sometimes we get people in the rooms and whatever that are younger, so we try to keep a civil tongue over here at the Palace. But we do discuss adult topics, so we do promote 18 and over. However, if you have your child in the room, you do that at your own discretion. We deal with strictly opinion over here. We're not licensed psychologists. We're not here to fix people. We can support, however. But we do thank everybody for calling in and interacting with us over here at the Palace. We love the company. We love the company. You know how we do, right, Diva?
That's right.
Listen, so what season are we in? Are we in Pisces still? This is still Pisces season?
Yeah, we're still in Pisces season.
Yes, we're still in Pisces season. So happy birthday to all the Pisces out there. I'm going to give a big birthday shout-out to my dad. His birthday is today. Happy birthday, Charlie Carter.
Happy birthday,
you know,
Daddy.
Celebrating his 70-plus birthday, so 70, I think, today. Oh, God, you lose count. Sheesh. So happy birthday. Happy birthday, Brina. Happy birthday. To anybody out there that's celebrating their birthday, this Pisces season, you know, celebrate responsibly. You know, do what you do, but, you know, call Uber if you need to.
That's right.
Yes, indeed. So shout out to all the basketball heads. This is March Madness. This is like the best time in basketball, period. Whether it's college, professional, or whatever, this is one of the greatest times. This is where you see the height of people's talent. Right now, they play hungry, you know what I mean? Which, you know, the ball can go either way or whatever. You see people's talent on high, you know. I've been following sports a long time. I birthed three sports kids. So my whole family, like, is into sports. So, you know, I've been following sports. I haven't really been keeping up with the teams and stuff that are in March Madness, in the tournament or whatever. But the brackets are open for people to get their picks in and all kinds of stuff. So everybody shout out to all you sports heads.
I don't know sports.
You don't do sports, Chaz?
I don't know anything about sports at all.
But cheering
whatsoever.
Is a sport too.
That's,
recognize
I
that.
I know. That's all I know. That's it. Like, I don't know anything else.
Oh, that's all
but
good.
No,
listen,
no
it ain't no rules that you have to. You know what I'm saying? But I said I wasn't really gonna do much politics today. But just listening to the radio and listening, you know, going online and seeing stuff. Why haven't they impeached Donald Trump yet? This man has done nothing but lied since he's been in his seat. And now he was already a bully. He has always been a bully. But now that he's in a position of president, he really feels he could do what he want to do and can't nobody check him. You understand what I'm saying? Now you're talking about people's health insurance, people, you know, which that could run down to my mom, which has an ailment where she needs health insurance, you know.
Right.
Stop effing with people's lives. You know, and like we said, it's even if you don't want to keep the Affordable Care Act, people got to stop calling it Obamacare. It's Affordable Care Act. Even if you don't want to keep that. What is your plan now? What else do you have in line to where your fellow Americans will have health coverage? You know what I'm saying?
I,
so,
Right. I want to know what's, you know what, though? I mean, forgive me when I say it. I want to know what's the plan. What's the plan
what
at the end of the day? Because everybody has all these different ideas and, you know, oh, we support them, we support them. Okay, but when it's one of your family members that's out there and don't have coverage and stuff, I want to see if you still support them then.
Yeah, let's see where the support at then, where your support lies. Somebody going to slap him in his orange-ass face. He's going to be looking like fire when they finish with him. They're going to, you know, because going to go from orange to red to purple. Like, you know. He really do. He needs to, you know, come up with some kind of plan. You worried about your stuff being tapped in a microwave and all that. Get out of here. Nobody thinking about you. Obama wasn't tapping and hacking. He was packing. He was trying to get up out of there. He's trying to get up out of there.
I mean,
now you still trying to chase him down. Knock off the shenanigans already. Start being the president. You know, give us a reason to respect you. Because now ain't nobody respect you because this is how you present yourself, like a clown.
But you know what, Diva? I mean, I know it sounds bad, but at the end of the day, I know this sounds bad, but you have to look at some of us feel some type of way. But there's enough people that actually support him, you know, until it affects them. Once it starts to affect them, then I think we'll see a change. Right now, they see, okay, well, we're going to take away this Obamacare. Let's see who is this really affecting. Well, I mean, I want to see the stats on it because, to me, it's probably going to affect more white people than black people.
That's
you know,
right.
Because
it's
going to
affect more of his supporters.
Elderly?
That's the truth, child.
Right. Exactly. So, to me, I want to see exactly what happens then. I feel like if you're going to take something away, at least be able to give something else, you know?
Replace it with something, right.
Exactly. Have a plan B. Okay, I'm going to take away A, but I'm going to give you B instead. B is just as good, but not exactly as A. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
Give something like that, but don't take it and be like, oh, you get nothing.
Right.
You get nothing at all.
I don't care if you're sick or got to go to a hospital and you can't be seen. So what? And that's his attitude. You know what I'm saying?
Yep, it is.
That's his attitude. It's crazy.
Mm-hmm.
Yep, so... But, you know, hopefully they can come up with something, you know, because people, we need health insurance. And stop allowing a big pharma to rape us. The pharmaceutical companies are raping us. This is why the insurance and stuff is all messed up, because this is, like I said, the same pill that we pay $600 for, they pay $6 over in another country. It's ridiculous.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, but enough of that, because then that just gets my blood pressure all raised up. Thank God I have health insurance for my job.
Mm-hmm.
And do my job. So my thing, my advice on that to people is, you know, try to get out there. If you're not working, try to find you a job or something that's offering some type of health insurance and benefits, you know, some type of health insurance. You're not worried about fringe benefits or having weekends and all that stuff. Or if you just worry about the health insurance part, because that's the major key right now. Yeah.
Right. Being able to maintain. Being able to maintain if, God forbid, you got sick. You need to have a plan.
Exactly.
I'm going to tell you, if any of my family gets sick, we going right to Donald Trump. We going right to visit him. I'm just saying.
Yeah, we going to start climbing the walls down there in D.C.
Exactly. We going to load everybody up, and we all going to go, and we going to listen. Because at the end of the day, you can't. To me, it bothers me just to see that he thinks it's okay, you know?
Right.
Take it away, but give something else. Don't just take it and give nothing. So then
Right.
You know? I don't know.
Right. Just
but,
yeah,
you know,
like you said, you want to reprove it. You reprove it and replace it.
Right.
You know what I'm saying?
But don't
replace it. So,
but
before
don't just
we go on,
at all.
I have a friend that I told I was going to shout out on the show tonight, which he he's King Arthur. He actually plays for the Harlem Wizards, and shout out to King Arthur because he has a children's book out, and what he wants to do, he wants to try to get the book into schools. You know what I'm saying? And to the libraries and all the schools and all of that stuff. So I told him, you know, I will give him a shout out on the radio tonight. So shout out to King Arthur of the Harlem Wizards. They're a cool bunch of guys. They're very nice people. You know, and like I told him, you got to hit the pavement hard and promote your book actually now before you even promote basketball. You know what I'm saying? So That's what you do. So if anybody listening that works in any schools or anything, it's a great book. It's a cute little, it's a book. It's not a really long book. And, you know, to draw the you know, kids' attention, it's a nice book. So it's called Is the King Too Small to Play Ball? Because, you know, he's the shortest one. He's like 5-something. But he balls, you know what I'm saying? So, you know, a lot of people that are actually faced with that problem, like, oh, you're too short to make the team. You can't play. That's the only thing I hate about sports, where they can cut kids. That's the only side of sports that I don't like. Because it kind of messes with a kid's self-esteem. You know, but... Mm-hmm. All right, on that note, we're gonna keep it moving. I have, right now I'm going to read the Diva Mail first, and then once I read the Diva Mail, we'll open the lines, and then people can actually, we're going to open the lines so y'all can chop it up and give us some feedback on this Diva Mail. And the Diva Mail is I think is very interesting. We see a lot of it going on, and a lot of times people just turn their head to it, but, you know, these are problems. So, The mail read as such. You ready, Diva?
Ready.
Okay. The mail goes as this. It says, Dear Divas, my name is Cheryl. I am a 41-year-old Caucasian woman from Virginia. I am married to my king, who is black. We've been married for 2 years, but in a relationship for 4 years. We have a 1-year-old child together. I'm having a few issues. However, first we are, we are an interracial couple. I'm sorry. At first his family accepted me when we were just dating, but now it seems since we've been married, they are not as accepting of our relationship. I've spoken to him about it, and he told me that I'm just being paranoid. Every time we go to their house, the mother always has an excuse to leave the room. For example, she has a headache, she needs to go to the store, or she has to use the bathroom and doesn't come back. Now we go over for holidays or family functions. Now when we go over for holidays or family functions, I just stay quiet the entire time. We are there, and they have conversation as if I'm not even in the room. To make a longer story short, am I overreacting or being paranoid, or is my husband's family throwing me shade? By the way, I now only go over there when it's a family function, and my husband doesn't really push for me to go, nor does he ever cancel on them. What should I do?
All right, so interracial couple.
Yes, she's white, he's black.
And then what are they saying? They're saying that there's problems over at the relative's house?
Well, she's saying when they go to the relative's house, how she said they were in a you know, that the family was very accepting of her when they were, you know, just dating and all that stuff. Mm-hmm. But now that they're married, they're standoffish. They don't they don't interact with her or, you know, really conversate with her or anything. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. So now she only go over there family functions and stuff, and then they'll conversate like she's not even really in the room because she sits there quiet. Mm-hmm. So... I've seen this happen a lot of times, you know, where a lot of people, yeah, they're good with dating because now the possibility is still open for them to be with somebody else. You understand what I'm saying? So they never probably really accepted her, you know, being when they was just dating. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? We're like, oh, maybe it's just a thing or whatever. But when he took it to that next step and married her, showed them that he loved her, they didn't like that. You know what I mean? Now they know this is he's really serious about this. His family is not being really truthful to him. They never have been. They never really did like her, in my opinion.
That's what it sounds like to me, because it ain't no way when we're dating, you're okay, but then all of a sudden we're not dating, you know, we're now official, we're a couple, and it's more than that, and now you got, you know, I don't really understand that. Like, if you had a problem from the beginning, you just tried to pretend like you did, pretty much.
Pretend, yep. Pretending. That's what they were doing.
But you had a problem from the beginning.
Mm-hmm. Yep. So I'm saying they weren't really into, they're not really into interracial dating or whatever, but at the end of the day, you got a 40-something-year-old son, you can't choose for them who they date. You understand what I'm saying?
Uh-huh.
So they just choose to stay distant from her and, you know, to keep from, you know, saying the wrong things or, you know, coming out of their face or whatever. I don't think they ever really liked her. They just tolerated her, you know, because of their son or whatever. But like I said, before marriage, the possibility was still open for him to date somebody else. But once they saw that this is who he really wanted to be with, they're like, wow. But I think they should actually, you know, be truthful to him about it. That way she's not feeling uncomfortable when she comes around them. You know what I mean?
Exactly.
I know what it's like to be in an uncomfortable situation where, you know, you could just feel a vibe in the room like, oh, they don't even really want me to be here. But this is my husband.
Mm-hmm.
This is his family. You know what I'm saying?
Exactly.
Now, he now has to put his big boy drawers on and straighten the situation out. And especially, too, she went to him about the situation. Now he needs to go to his parents and, like, listen, or to his mother or whatever, and say, like, listen, do y'all have a problem with Cheryl? You know what I'm saying? Is there a problem where now she's feeling uncomfortable when she comes around y'all? He's going to have to open that gate up. You know what I mean? Because, you know, a lot of people are not into, you know, especially older people. A lot of older people are not into interracial dating. You know, this is more of a new wave era for people. And especially being in a place like Virginia.
Right.
I think
that it's always been something where it's been done. It's just it's always been frowned upon to me.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I think that it's something that's always been done, no matter which town you go to, which state you go to. It's always something that's been done. But I think it's always been frowned upon. And I definitely think that before they even, you know, I know my family would have been like, what you know about that white person? You know, like they would have, like,
yeah,
you know, pull me to the side.
Mine would have probably said something right in front of them, like, where you going with?
You know, would have been like, what you know about that person? You know, like asking the question, you know, like, all right, this is just having fun, right? That's it. You're not going to keep them. You know, like
mine
would have, you know, if mine felt that way, they would have said something like that to me, I think. You know, but I think that stuff like that definitely has to be addressed in advance, you know, so this way don't bring her around if you know that they're acting funny. And if she can feel it, he can feel it. He just probably trying to act like he don't feel it because he don't want to accept it. But if she can feel it, you know he can feel it.
Absolutely. They share a bed.
You
like,
know.
Why wouldn't you? You know what I'm saying?
And I
think he should get, you know, more in tune, you know, with the situation, with, you know, this is your wife, you know what I mean? Because so now, not asking really to choose sides or whatever, but your wife comes before your family now, you know what I mean? You built your own family with your wife. So at the end of the day, you're going to be with her, not your family, you know what I'm saying? So speak on it, you know what I mean? Don't just ignore it and act like it doesn't exist. Because that's the problem that we're having now anyway. This is the problem with interracial dating and different things like that, because a lot of things wasn't really spoken upon. They just, you know, act like they swept it under the rug and it'll go away. That's not how that happens. You know, when stuff just builds and builds and builds, you know, now you're tripping over this rug. Because the problem was never addressed or solved. It was either pacified or just swept under the rug.
Right.
So he got he need to put them big boy drawers on, you know,
and handle
this situation. And if I was her, if I was you, Cheryl, I would tell him, like, listen, what you gonna do? You know, because we can't live like this, and I don't want you to have to choose between your family and me. You know what I mean? You don't want people to have to choose. You want everybody to,
right.
We want to get along. All right, maybe we're not, you know, but find out if there's a problem.
Right, but you want to know. I agree with you. I definitely agree with you. Address it, and, you know, me, devil's advocate, I won't come to no more of your family functions, and I don't want them in my house either. I'm just saying. But
hello.
But that, you know, that might not be the correct way, of course, to handle it. But I'm just saying, like, you're not going to make me feel uncomfortable in my own home. So, therefore, if I'm uncomfortable in your home, until this is handled, let's just stay away from each other and let the situation get handled first, you know?
Right.
If it can even be repaired, because you don't know if anything might have happened said or might have happened done that made that person feel any kind of way. So, let the situation die down. Let Cheryl do her thing. He can go and, you know, visit with his family and stuff like that. And he can pull his family to the side. Maybe it's something from, like, a 1950 generation and they're not used to it, you know. It's a big surprise.
And that's what I'm saying. Yep.
You know, maybe that's it.
Right. Well, I don't think they've ever told their true feelings about him dating somebody from another race. I don't think they ever told the truth about it. They just always, you know, like I said, they always just dealt with it. And then they was okay with it as long as they knew there was still a possibility that this is maybe just a fling or, you know, or whatever. You know what I mean? So, but now they have a child together now. You know what I'm saying? And what would this child grow up seeing that, oh, mommy don't, you know, grandma don't like mommy or different things like that. You know what I'm saying? You have to put all that into perspective now. Now you got to put all that into perspective.
Mm-hmm. Or what are you saying about the kids? Because if you don't like me, what you saying about my kids?
Right.
My kids is both of us mixed together. So how do you feel?
Right. That's a part of me. Like, all right. But and you know what, Storm? I see that so many times. Like, I've seen that with my own, like, where a grandparent will show favoritism in, like, the grandchild. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. So it's like, why? it's crazy because, like, how could you show a difference? Like, you love that one and don't like that one for whatever reason.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, and that's what'll end up happening with their child. You know, she didn't say, she just said a child. She didn't say whether it was a boy or a girl. So, but either way, what are you gonna teach this child?
Mm-hmm.
So, folks, the lines are now open. We're gonna open the lines up, and y'all press one and get on live and kick it with your divas. You are on live with Miss Mo Better and Storm.
Yes,
indeed.
So, Diva, let me just give you. I want to just give the callers that are listening right now the topic as well, because that was the Diva mail that someone, of course, did send in.
Yes.
But the topic as well for this evening, you know, is who do you expect to have more loyalty to you? Do you expect it from your family or do you expect it from your friends? Who do you think is more loyal to you? We actually have our first caller. I'm going to go right to them, okay? Hold on one second. Caller, are you there?
Hello?
Hello?
Hi,
who's
Welcome
this? Jada?
No, this is Drama Mama.
Oh, my God. We got Drama Mama in the building.
Hey.
Welcome to Love Fantasy, darling.
Hey, welcome.
What's going on?
Ooh, I got so much to say.
Okay.
First of all, my loyalty should come from my family, but, of course, I don't really expect that all the time. I got a lot of friends who are more loyal to me than my family has ever been. Like, I don't even talk to my mother, so... I don't believe that, you know, your family should be more loyal to you, but It that's not the truth. Most of the time they're not.
That's right.
Doesn't turn out that way. Mm-mm. Now, to this interracial thing, first of all, I remember when I was in high school and I went to high school in Stone Mountain, Georgia. If anybody know the history of Stone Mountain, Georgia, you know, like they still to this day, they have a laser show for the three men who started the Georgia chapter of the Ku Klux Klan. Mm. So when we moved there, I was in junior high school and we were one of five black families that lived in that town at that time. They literally had just started letting African Americans move to Stone Mountain.
Damn.
And I remember when I was in the ninth grade, it was a couple who was in like the 10th or 11th grade, but he was white and she was black, and they caught hell. They caught hell from the school, from the people in school, the parents, the everything. I remember them running away because they really wanted to be with each other, and it was like missing for months.
Wow.
Because they ran away. Now, if you don't accept me as far as me being with somebody of a different race and you're their family and you don't accept me because of my skin color, then guess what? Kick rocks.
Mm-hmm.
And right. If he Bye-bye. Is not willing to step up for his wife, your wife is supposed to, once you say I do, that
right.
is the person that is number one priority until y'all start bearing children.
That's right.
Your family gets put on the back burner.
Yeah.
And I don't care if it comes down to my spouse. I'm a widow right now. My mother-in-law, we can't stand each other.
We
same color.
Wow.
She's just a miserable old hag, so we ain't even going to get into her. But she don't even like me. And guess what? My husband passed away. My husband passed away November 12th of 2015.
Mm-hmm.
My husband passed away. My children, I have four children with this man. Was with him for 13 years. Married for 8. My children has not had one relationship with her or anyone from his side of the family besides his oldest daughter who I raised her. But she's the only one as far as my husband's side of the family who my children have a relationship with.
Mm-hmm. We know how that do. Again, that's what I was just saying. You get
but
some,
my whole thing is that if you
crazy.
Don't accept me, yeah, if you don't accept me, and this is your blood, regardless of how you feel about a specific person, if that's your blood, then you need to either, and you really love that person, either you suck it up and you deal with it, or you just stay the hell away. You're not going to make my space miserable. I don't give a damn who you are.
I know that's
exactly.
right.
If I'm not making my space miserable, I'd be damned if I let somebody else make it miserable. In-laws or whoever.
Yep.
You don't like me, you don't accept me because of what I look like on the outside. It has nothing to do with the fact that your child loves me. It has nothing to do with the fact of I'm a good person to that person. It makes no sense. None of that matters. It just matters because of what the outside of me look like. I don't even want you around me.
Yeah, you stay away.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
You just stay away. I don't even want you around me. I don't want you in my space. Definitely not in my home. You're not bringing that negativity into my home.
Yeah.
Hear it. Stay and they carry and all that stuff like that. You will not drop that hateful demon off in my home.
Yeah, I don't need
that's
that
right.
superficial.
Right.
I don't need that superficial mm-hmm. stuff anyway.
I don't
that.
Need that stuff around me. I don't need it around my home. Then here you go, you bringing that negativity in. Then here you go, next thing you know, me and my husband getting a divorce. And it ain't even the fact that it's
yeah.
something like this because that you don't let that spirit into my home.
Uh huh.
That's right.
What that ugly thing in
mm-hmm.
here?
Mm-mm.
Like
drop
I said,
the shit
nowadays,
off leave
that's,
it. Whatever you got to drop off, leave it at the mailbox.
That's the
right.
new ways era now. Where I mean, you should be used to this now. That's almost the norm. Interracial couples. That's all you see. Like you ain't
yeah,
over
but
that
that's
yet.
It's the same thing. It, back then, it was taboo. Like people didn't talk about it. If, as long as you didn't flaunt it in nobody's face, nobody talked about it.
Yep.
And it's the same thing with the LGBT community. people, even though you knew what was going on, you didn't talk about it because it wasn't being flaunted in your face. Now everybody has such a big deal and a big problem with it because it's being flaunted, and now you're being forced to deal with it.
Right.
You're being
now,
forced.
Now they have laws to protect it. Like, oh,
right.
You,
mm-hmm.
can't even, you can't say nothing negative about it and all of that stuff. Listen, if I accept it, I accept it. If I don't, I don't. You're not going to sue me because I don't
now,
like that
personally,
shit.
Now, I'm about to make y'all laugh. I'm about to make y'all laugh real quick, but personally, myself, I like black men, but I like white girls.
Hey,
look at you!
I will go home with you.
And
go meet
world.
Your parents.
What? Wow!
I will go home with you to meet your parents, and the first sign of anything, and I am all natural. I'm all natural. My hair is natural. Like, I'm one of those. I will go up in there with the whole Black Panther party outfit on.
Ah, you stupid. OMG.
Start talking about a revolution.
Oh, my God. And they're having to bust out their Confederate flag, ain't it? Oh, you stupid.
Yes. Like, really make you uncomfortable.
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
Be like, Becky, you better
I'm
get this girl out of here for they all show up.
Yep.
Like, yeah.
We could deal with one.
And I'll bring my black boyfriend with me. He be in all leather.
Yeah, he could be the driver. You know.
Yeah.
That is so funny.
That is funny, ain't it? She like black
that
man. Yeah. White
oh
women.
My God.
I can't.
Yeah.
I
honestly, and to be honest, like it kind of. I kind of get like almost I'm and it's not a racist thing. It's just that like I just think about what white men did to black women, you know, during slavery, and you know how you know we were nothing. Not only was you black, but you were a woman, so they did whatever they wanted to do to you.
Yeah.
And so it kind of like sort of. It's like a little pet peeve of mine to see a black woman with a white man. But I love to see black men with white women.
You stupid.
I do.
Yeah.
Why?
You
want to know
why? I kind of have a feeling why.
I don't know you, so I'm curious. Why?
In my mind, mm-hmm. It's because, like, every... Goodbye, Kalia. Oh, shoot, I shouldn't have said her name. Goodbye. I'm talking grown-up talk. Goodbye. No, goodbye. Okay, so I think that when I see...
Can you please leave out of my room, Mama?
Oh, that's why you think her name Drama Mama. Hey.
It's all right, it's all right.
But
you gotta regulate. Go ahead, Drama Mama.
I have a feeling as to why she would feel that way, because it's
you
like
do.
Sort
okay.
of a payback type thing. You understand what I'm saying?
Exactly.
It's like a payback. It's like a retaliation type thing with dealing
exactly.
with black men. And
don't get me wrong.
A lot of times,
I know
that's
that
why
there are men.
That's why it started. That's why it started. That's why a lot of it more surfaced now. A lot of people had some, it was more of a hidden agenda, but then it became an epidemic. You know what I mean?
Right.
To where, into, you know, you've seen a lot more black men with white women as opposed to white men and black women, you know. So, again.
What I think is this. Go ahead.
When history, what it was, history was never told in its entirety. So it's a lot of stuff that people are ignorant to and don't know why a lot of things happen the way they do now. So this
right.
is why it, some things may seem bad to a lot of people because, again, they keep saying that your past is not a reflection. Your past is a reflection of how you live
exactly.
today. It is.
Exactly.
It's a reflection, you know. Now how you choose to deal with it is something different.
Right.
You know, it's how you choose to deal with things. So you have some mm-hmm. people that do have that agenda. Like, listen, as much as some people hold forever grudges. Like, oh, the stuff that, listen, black people were treated very, very badly.
And the women were treated even worse.
Mm-hmm.
We were mm-hmm. Black people were treated badly, and even in my own family, I have stories when my great grandmother was pulled off, drug off the toilet with her pants down, using the bathroom by Ku Klux Klan members and different things like
wow.
that. You know what I'm saying? So it's a white person will never really understand its full black people's full. What kind of word am I using? Looking for our gripe. The gripe that we have, because you never had
right.
to go through that. You've never been discriminated against because of the color of your skin. That's
yep,
that's a
right.
hard pill to swallow, because what makes
yep.
you superior and me so inferior?
Right.
What makes
why don't you like me because of the way I look? Like,
because
if you got to know me, then right. it will be something different. Then you can form an opinion and say, okay, yes, I like you. No, I don't like you. Which is fine either
right.
way, but you don't like it because of what's on the outside that is so ridiculous.
Yeah,
mm-hmm.
that's bad. Because
you have
assholes in all colors. I'm telling you now.
Yeah.
You have it.
Now listen, I have seen like what it is this: the black men that I see with white girls,
mm-hmm.
is just if. I don't know. It's almost like trash. And
okay.
I'm looking at it like, I hope they smut in the mouth. I'm honest. That's what I be saying to myself. Because I just think about, honestly, I think about what white men did to black women during slavery. And I remember reading in the beginning of the Malcolm X book, and he was talking about how he was dating, he was messing around with the white girl, but he was messing around with her, like, every time he would sleep with her and stuff like that, it was like he was taking a jab at, you know, her ancestors or whoever, her grandparents.
Mm-hmm.
And it turned into, you know, them, they was in a relationship. They ended up being in a relationship, but initially it was him just thinking in the back of his mind like he paying somebody back
right.
for doing something to him.
Right.
Right.
Yep. And listen, I personally know somebody who was a black man that was dealing with a white woman, and, you know, they was messing around and whatever. They got caught messing around. She hollered rape on him. He ended up doing at least 8 years in jail.
Oh, my goodness.
Eight years in jail.
And then come to find out she lied.
She was lying the whole time.
She was lying the whole time. And they don't go to jail. They only get, like, put on probation or whatever. They don't really go to jail. It's not like they don't have to pay restitution or anything like that to the person. Yeah, you don't have a criminal record anymore. The charges are dropped. But, however, that's
mm-hmm.
still 8 years of your life that he's not going to get back.
Mm-hmm.
Exactly, yeah.
That's done, and it's just a hard pill to swallow. It's that's like the
lady at Rosewood. It wasn't even a black man who did that to her. She just out and out lied. And did you see all over the news lately how they was talking about the woman who said that Emmett Till winked
Till,
at her,
yeah.
whistled at her,
that
it that was a lie.
She came
public.
I don't care how old she is. They need to put her
public?
Old decrepit ass in jail.
She went public with it. Oh yeah. That chaps my ass.
Yep. They need to put her old decrepit self right in jail. Like, come on. You caused somebody's life. And not only was
I'm
going
to have to start calling this show on the regular, because I feel like I'm having a conversation with my old girls. I got my glass of wine sitting next to me.
Storm, you hear that, Storm? Got that wine on ice. Chilling.
Yes.
Yes. Yes.
I just left the hospital with my daughter. I went straight from work, came home, grabbed her, went straight to the hospital. I said, man, I need a glass of wine so bad it ain't even funny.
Oh, wow.
Oh, okay.
But it's just, it's a travesty nowadays. Like I said, nowadays it's almost the norm. You know, but again, when you're dealing with the older people, black or white, you have them that still are set in their ways. And now being that when Donald Trump got into office, like I said, not everybody that voted for Donald Trump are racist, but everybody who is a racist voted for him. And now
exactly.
they felt that He was there. Even with black people, when Obama came, they thought it was going to be some type of savior. But they don't understand when it comes to the president of the United States. They're just pawns. They have a whole cabinet of people that they have to answer to. So he only has so many executive pens, only executive. You have a limit of executive decisions you can make, you know. And it's bringing out a lot of hatred and stuff that has been, you know, so-called buried for so long. And now all of this stuff is surfacing again. Look at right now. You look at how many people now that are going back and forth talking about white power and hail Hitler and waving that Confederate flag and all kinds of stuff. Because
and putting KKK flyers in people's mailboxes.
They dropping the flyers right here in my own neighborhood. They put flyers out trying to recruit people for the Ku Klux Klan. Like, come on. And
then
you getting mad when somebody is talking about the Black Panther and Black Power and stuff like that. Let me tell you something. Yeah. The Black Panther people they came out for protection. They didn't go out starting trouble. They came out to protect black people from what was happening to them. They were all about feeding their community, making sure that nobody was poor or left without or anything. That's what the Black Power, Black Panther was about. So, like I said,
Diva.
Diva,
the Black Panther Party started the WIC program.
Hold on, Drama Mama.
You got two callers.
All right, we're going to bring the callers on. Hold on a second, Drama Mama.
All right. Cole, are you there?
Yes.
One at a time.
Who do you want first?
Hey, Dave.
Hi, Dave.
All right, so I'm going to bring the other caller on, too, and then we could just tell them the topics and then the diva mail. So hold on.
Okay.
Cole, are you there?
Yes, I'm here.
Hey,
peace.
Barry.
Peace, Barry. Peace, Barry. Peace, Dave. What's going on?
Hello, fellas.
Hi, we have Drama Mama on the line with us too, gentlemen. Barry and Dave, we have Drama Mama on here as well. But real quick, I'm gonna read the mail that I received, the diva mail that I received, and then we're gonna go back into what we were just speaking about, and our topic. So the mail reads as such: Dear Divas, my name is Cheryl. I am a 41-year-old Caucasian woman from Virginia. I am married to my king, which is a black man. We've been married for 2 years, but in a relationship for four. We have a one-year-old together. I'm having a few issues. First, we are in being that we are in an interracial couple. At first, his family accepted me when we were just dating, but now it seems since we've been married, they are not as accepting of our relationship. I've spoken to my husband about the situation, and he told me that I'm just being paranoid. Every time we go to their house, the mother always comes up with an excuse to leave the room. For example, she says she has a headache, or she needs to go to the store, or she has to use the bathroom and never comes back out. Now when we go over for holidays or family functions, I just stay quiet the entire time that we are there, and they have conversation as if I'm not even in the room. To make a longer story short, am I overreacting or being paranoid of this? My husband's family, or is my family's husband throwing shade? By the way, I only go over there now when it's family function, and my husband doesn't really push for me to go any other time, nor does he ever cancel on going over there. What should I do? Dave, you want to go first?
Dave? Don't be quiet, fellas.
I know, right?
Oh, trust me. Just give him a second. Give him a second. He's going to be quiet.
The thing is, I understand that there's another king on the line, so I wanted to make sure not to step on his toes, you know, when he started to, you know, state his point.
Right.
So that's
go,
why.
You can go.
So that's why I laid back. But first off, I think the mother needs some aspirins and a set of glasses, or maybe some shades. And the reason I said that is because she doesn't have a back ache; she have a black ache.
He said she got a black ache.
liking you already, Dave. I'm liking you already.
You see, so every time she sees the son-in-law, a pain shoots down her spine.
No, no, no. Listen, he's black. He's black. She's white.
The mother, every time she sees the son-in-law, she gets a pain shooting down her spine because she's getting that black ache, you see.
Mm.
Now,
but
then
it's his family that's throwing the shade. It's not hers. It's the black family.
Yeah, listen to him. Yeah, I understand what you're saying, Dave.
No, I hear what he's saying, too, but the point that he's making is actually coming from the white side. You understand what I'm saying when you say she has a black ache? I understand what you're saying, too, but it's his family that's throwing the shade. It's not hers.
Here's the thing.
This is what I want you to understand.
Before the marriage, they didn't think that it was as serious as it was.
Exactly.
So at any point, they could have walked away and, you know, it could have been dissolved.
Mm-hmm.
But once you sign that document that says, now I'm entitled to half of everything
mm-hmm.
that he owns,
mm-hmm.
now
mm-hmm.
the family has a problem because they are now out of the picture.
Yep.
You see? So the pain that they are feeling is not really anything having to do maybe with the color so much, but the fact that they are being selfish to the point where they're not going to get the things
right.
that they were getting before.
Right. They're not as entitled as they were before.
Right.
Exactly.
And we were talking about that last week, that sense of entitlement, where, you know,
that's
they
right.
thought that mm-hmm. they it was all about their control or it's us and whatever, and he showed them different once he said, I do to this woman.
Yeah.
And it goes beyond that, too, because the same thing happens in death. Even in death, we mm-hmm. become selfish because the reason we cry and we cry on and everything else because we are thinking about ourselves. We are thinking about what we lost,
mm-hmm.
you see, and we are not really thinking about the other person and the things that they have gained in
mm-hmm.
that transition.
Mm-hmm.
You see, I don't want to change the topic, but I'm just saying there's always two sides to this whole.
That's a hard one. I don't know. That's a hard one for me.
So is brother Barry on there? Is that what it is?
Yes.
Yeah.
Okay.
I'm here.
Yeah. Come on, Barry. What's your feedback, Barry?
When you said all day that once they get married and pretty much and they sign that document, he has a I see a lot of families like that. They still so connected to the family, but it's about you and your wife because you know when you take the vow. He has to really have she has to tell him to have a talk with her, you know, the mother. And
exactly.
Say that, you know,
he has to put his big boy pants on. That's right.
Right.
He needs to rectify. He needs to get iron the situation out. He has
that's
to go
right.
to his family
that's,
and see if they're having a problem. Is there something? And let them know that his wife is feeling some type of way. You know what I mean?
Right.
And give them a chance. You know what I mean? Give them the benefit of the doubt to say, I'm like, oh, no, there's nothing wrong. You know what I mean? Or whatever. But I'm not going nowhere where I don't feel comfortable. I'm sorry.
Exactly.
That's not right to her at all. So she needs to first have a talk. And I pretty much, he should be able to pick that up anyway. You know, how people, you know.
Exactly.
She shouldn't even have to really tell him. But if he's not addressing it, then
Well, you know what? You have some men that are a little naive, not just men.
Right.
You have people that are naive, period. You know what I mean?
And I don't even know
how to turn the blind eye to a serious situation, thinking that it's just going to disappear, that it's just going
right.
to go away. Oh, I don't need to say anything. It's all right. She don't want to come. Oh well, big deal. No, but that's your
right.
wife.
And he's
I don't even
like
think that. Sometimes can I say something? Sometimes
go
I think
ahead.
That like. He probably is the type of person that was very close to his family.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And now that he's dividing that time with a whole another family, like he has a whole family of his own, which he needs to be dividing his, which he needs to, they need to have his undivided attention.
Yep.
And sometimes when you're older and you are so close to being, you're so used to being with your family, it's almost like, I do love you and I do want to be with you and I know that you're my wife and stuff like that, but I don't want to have to put myself in that situation where I have to choose between you or my family.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm just going to pretend that the problem don't exist.
Right.
Yeah.
Exactly. And that's
I'm
exactly
just gonna pretend
what he's
doing. That, I'm just going to pretend that the problem is not there and we just going to keep those lives separate. Again, that my mother-in-law and I, we do not see eye to eye whatsoever. We don't get along. She has never been to a birthday party, a function, nothing. If I'm around, she's not around. If she's around, I'm not around. And it's always been like that.
No.
So,
well, you know,
my husband, he kept that part of his life. He kept that part of his life separate.
Okay.
Never took his mother's side. He never took his mother's side. He always took my side. However, he would go visit with his mother. He would, you know, do things with his mother. However, I just wasn't a part of that. My children wasn't a part of that.
Dave,
my thing is that if you don't like me for whatever reason, then my children are a part of me. I would never want my children to be in a situation where they feel like you care for someone, another child who their cousins or whoever, more than you care about me, more than you care about them.
Right, and that's what I'm saying.
Or
don't
feel
see,
like
I,
to feel the
to
feel the
you
kids,
have to remove yourself
kids to feel
sometimes.
That energy. Yeah.
You have to remove yourself because you can't control what anybody else does.
Exactly.
You can't control how they think. You don't know how they're gonna react. So I'm gonna remove myself. If you're gonna be a buffoon,
exactly.
You can be a buffoon by yourself. Now, what were you
exactly.
saying, Dave? Hold on, John.
Just from a biblical standpoint, for those who are scriptural, it states that when a man takes a wife, he should leave his mother and father and cleave
exactly.
to his wife.
Right.
So
to
basically,
his wife.
Right. So basically what it's saying is that once you take on a new family, it's
exactly.
not that you forget about your other family, but now you have to focus on that which is before and in front of you. And the other thing is that a lot of parents make the mistake of is putting the children. Sometimes the mother puts the children before the father or the father puts the children before the mother. But that works in reverse and against what it's supposed to be because it's supposed to be mother and father and then the children. Because that in itself creates another problem. But that's a whole other topic. But I'm just saying once you take on a wife, you have to secure your wife, see to her needs, she sees to your needs, and then once that relationship flourishes, then everything else around you is going to bloom and blossom like the flowers that you're creating.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
Absolutely. And that leads to our topic. That leads to our topic tonight, too. Storm, what was the topic tonight?
The topic was who do you expect to be more loyal to you, your family or your friends?
It's supposed to be your family, but you inherit your family. That doesn't mean. I mean, when I lived in Florida for 5 years, that was like the best friends I ever really met in my life. Like I went down there for Christmas, and I'm going back for this Christmas. And sometimes you just inherit family. You know, you want to try to make them, but sometimes it don't work that way. A lot of times, people are at odds with the family, especially when they have to, like the holidays. You know, they hate to go because they got to deal with the family, whatever. You know, they really don't want to be there. So.
I think the loyalty comes from whoever you spend the most time with.
Yeah, exactly.
A lot of times you see your friends more than you actually see your family. You know what I mean? And again, on a biblical sense, like Dave was speaking, your family can actually be your worst enemy because again, they have that sense of entitlement attitude like, oh, you're my family. You have to do this for me or you have to do that for me. You know what I mean? You my peoples. Why you can't? Like, come on. Like, no. A lot of times, your friends are a lot more loyal. Now, who you expect it from? You, of course, you would expect it from your family more than your friends.
Right.
Who you receive it from is something different.
Yeah.
You know, that's the difference on that note. You know.
I believe exactly what you're saying. Your family feels like they're entitled. They're entitled to mess with you or they're entitled to do something to hurt you. You're their family. And
right.
a true friend would be more hesitant to do something messed up to you than your own family would, because if you're a true friend, then you don't want to lose that friendship. And this is 2017. We all know that true friends are hard to come by.
Right.
Yes, they are.
I ran away from home when I was 15.
Hold on one second.
All right, Maya, you there?
Yeah, I'm right here.
All right.
Hi, Maya.
Hi, Maya.
Hey, what's...
Peace.
What's going on, man? What's happening? Everything. Just wanted to touch base, come through and say what's up.
Yeah, you know what I mean? I thought you would have called there earlier because I shouted out all the sports heads and
listen,
all that good stuff. You know,
yeah,
it is March Madness Day.
Yeah,
going on.
She sure did.
No doubt. It's my time of the year, man, so I've been busy doing some things. I was at 8 o'clock, actually, I was on the phone trying to line up this other situation. They really looking for somebody that can spit that ism the way I spit it. So I got some things lined up. So everything's everything, you know what I mean?
Okay.
I might not be there when you want me, but I'm always on time. You know how that goes. So what are we talking about? What's happening? Shout out to everybody else on the line. Peace.
You got right. Dave Barry and Drama Mama on the line with us right
Drama
now.
Drama Mama. That sounds really interesting, like some things about us. Call at the right time, what it is. I heard you were saying something about
family. Well, I appreciate that. I'm glad my name sounds interesting.
Oh, yeah, no doubt. Drama Mama, it is what it is. You got to be paying attention, Drama Mama. You don't want to miss the drama, you know what I'm saying? A mama going to get at you. You don't want that drama in your life.
Oh, my goodness.
You know what I'm saying? But, yeah, I heard they was talking about the, you know, family and things or whatever and how, you know.
Yeah.
Who do you expect
your loyalty from more?
Loyalty is really, you know, how you define it. Like, you know what I'm saying? Because a lot of times people, you know, well, you know, you're my family and I expect to say something. But if we don't rock like family, how you expect me to treat you like family, even though
right.
we might be family?
That's
you know what I'm saying?
Fact.
I'm not losing no
That's
sleep
fact.
Behind you not getting the right answer you want from me. All right?
Right.
Yeah.
Again, I played this game with you. I lent you whatever you needed before. You tried to play me out and use that to your advantage because we family. I'm not supposed to expect my joints back. We family.
Right.
I don't see
right.
where there's no B in family. A B is for business.
Right. That's right.
Yeah.
And I'm saying, and I have to really, really remind cats. You know what I'm saying? Like, we'll talk. You know, oh, we fam, I'll get it back to you. No.
Still waiting on
go
that
into
check.
My, yeah, now I got to go into my official tissue voice. And, oh, no, you're going to play me like I'm not playing you like nothing. Like, you played me? Why I got to look
yeah.
for you for my reimbursement? Why I got to come look for you? I didn't have to come look for you to give it to you.
I know
that's right.
That's
right.
I had
to chase you down for me to give you my
word
stuff.
Word to mama. And like word is bond. You said 2 weeks, whatever, 3 weeks, whatever. I'm not saying nothing to you about it. Bong, bong. But when that 3 weeks time, low, my man, you know, what's happening? What we doing here? And then, oh, yeah, here's
yeah.
a piece of it. What the fuck? Nigga, you got, listen.
I know that.
There's about to
fact,
be some father drama up in this piece.
Your ass, then take
Stop
that.
Playing.
But
it's about to be some daddy drama
you.
Up in this mug. But, yeah,
yep.
man, I don't play them games, man. But you know what I mean? You're people who you built friendships with and relationships with. That doesn't have
Fact.
To be said. That doesn't necessarily – well, we fam and we peoples and this and that. It's the situation you go through. When you see who's there for you when times is not exactly to your
right.
advantage, then
when
that's who your friends
down.
Are. You know
that's
what I mean?
Right.
That's right.
So, again, it's not that, oh, you my friend and you my people and this and that. You got to remind me. If you got to remind me of it every day, that, or
right.
if I have
yeah.
to remind you of it every day, how are we really moving?
Yeah.
So,
what's
you
this
could have a 20
about?
To 30 year
yeah,
relationship
yeah.
with people that you went to school with, people you grew up with, whatever. Y'all might not speak for 2 or 3 months at a time, but when you do get back on
yep.
the situation, it's like you never left.
Yep.
That's family.
Yes. Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? So
yes.
it is what it is. I just wanted to add my little 2 cents in the situation, man, and say what up and scream to the Diva Squad and all that good stuff
Absolutely.
Right there. You know what I mean? And Miss Lavina, you're not getting no money out of me today. I'm watching my mouth. I'm real serious about that. I'm watching my mouth. You ain't getting no bread out of me. Not today. Not today.
All right.
No quarters. Not today. But, yeah, man, I just feel like, you know, that's real. And that's some people take it to heart. Some people take advantage. You just have to distinguish who's who.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah. Right.
You got you gotta know who is who, and that's exactly who it is.
Mm-hmm.
You gotta know how they move. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, listen,
mm-hmm.
whether you family or not, I know how you operate.
Yeah.
I know
right.
how you give it up.
I know how you operate. So
no,
I'm just gonna keep myself over
mm-hmm.
here
mm-hmm.
just to keep down all drama. I'm gonna be over here.
Right, and keep my police record clean. You know what I mean? And I stay off. You know what I mean?
Yes, that's the most important thing.
Because
I'm still learning. Look, I'm still learning how to do that.
it's okay.
Y'all hear that name, Drama
right.
Mama.
Yeah, Drama Mama. It'll be all right. But you know what, though? At the end of the day, that name, Drama Mama, should give, you know, people pause right there. Like, yo, do I want it? Do I really, really want
right,
to come
exactly.
sideways with this person?
Listen.
You know
do
what
you
I'm
want,
saying?
Do you want, listen. That's my alias. My other name is Bully Shells. Like,
it was nice talking to y'all. My name is Julio Johnson McGillicuddy. So if you come looking,
oh,
I don't want nobody bullying me. Wow, you let them know from the door, like, yo, son,
from
it
the
can
door.
Go one, it can go, yo, it can go one or two ways.
Yep.
or you could get the real one.
You know,
it could go one of three ways. You could get the real, you know, the professional me.
Okay.
I go to work. I got a good job.
Right.
You could get that one. You could get the bully, or you could get Drama Mama.
I ain't mad at that. The Saturday Night Special, man. I ain't really, really trying to, you know what I mean?
You're going to have a variety
look down the
barrel show.
Of that and all that.
A variety
but, yeah, I mean,
show.
It is what it is.
Gotta push until you get it right.
You know what I mean? And actually, the people that you deal with are the ones who dictate how you move. Like,
yeah.
if somebody
exactly.
comes to you and says, yo, cousin, I need X, Y, and Z, you're like, sure, whatever. You do that for them because that's who you are. That's family. You're going to be, oh, that's family. I got to look out at the goodness
yeah.
of your heart. But out of the one or two rips of the same situation, they don't give a damn. They owe you $20 or $30. They still owe you from 5 years ago.
Yeah.
And
yeah,
they still
yeah.
got the audacity to ask you.
To ask again.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
Then
you're like,
you
know what, I'm still
them.
Waiting on that check. You know what, the mailman was late and snowed yesterday. He didn't
yes.
come. The IRS put a hole on there for my Obama phone that I had and all that. The stories is infinite. Like,
yeah,
come
yeah,
on,
yeah,
man.
Yeah, yeah. And they know how to come up with them. I say, this is what I tell you. Just take this out here. Pretend that you're dealing with your rent person or your or Con Edison or Verizon or whatever you rock with, and imagine them listening to your excuses that you give me.
Yep.
You wouldn't even consider trying to. Oh well, yo, I'm gonna
yeah,
get you back
that,
next week
that
or the IRS man. Did. Cause they ain't trying to hear
yeah.
that nonsense, yo.
Look, like my grandmother would say, somebody come to her for money and they come with a story. She said, tell her to the rain and let the dust settle it.
Uh-oh.
I don't want to
yes.
hear
that. That was fresh.
She might get some
residuals coming because I got to use that, son.
Oh, hold on.
Right
first of all, she got the memes for days. Yes,
she got the memes
for days.
Oh, she got the memes? Okay, That's what it is. But yeah,
so,
man, I just wanted to come through and say what up, like I usually do sometimes, you know what I mean? And
yeah,
the conversation
you've been
MIA is definitely
on
hot
us lately.
All the time. Yeah, I've been in the building, man. I got a couple of other things, you know, some new things going on in the works, man. They're keeping me busy. Especially
okay,
March Madness and all that. So keeping me really, really busy, man. So that's what it's supposed to be.
Okay.
You know what I mean? Because if I wasn't really busy like that, I might have to get Mama Drama on the phone and like, yo, you know what I mean? Listen, we need to go pick some things in some people's faces and separate
right
them
first.
from their residuals.
You got to get that name right first,
huh? What happened?
I said you got to say my name right first.
Say your name right first?
Yeah,
how
he
do
said
I say
Mama
it?
Drama and it's Drama Mama.
Well, I'm drunk.
Oh,
yeah,
I see. I'm trying to be
drunk.
Where you at. I'm trying
yeah.
to be
I'm
where
drunk.
You at.
I'm in the lab doing what I do, man, but I'm sorry.
I'm trying to be where you at.
Mama Drama, right? It's Drama
That's
Mama.
Right
see, I say,
Mama.
And nobody, and none of y'all said, well, wow, man, you know, you need to calm down or fall back. Everybody laughing and giggling, talking about they need to be where I'm at. Nobody want to help a brother?
No, because I was about to tell Storm to mute all y'all. I have to tell her to mute y'all.
Nobody want to help a brother. It's all good. But yeah, I'm doing what I do, man. Doing what I do. You know, grinding the microphone like I do. And I just wanted to come through and represent for the Diva Squad. It's hump day, man. Anything else would be uncivilized, man. Just wanted
okay,
to shout everybody out
right.
And make it happen. And that's basically it, man. I got no announcements or none of that stuff. I'm about
move
to get up
papers.
Out of here. You know how to get at me, man.
No,
you
of
know,
course.
So.
Move those. It's in the back of the dresser.
Many
of
blessings
course.
To you, Maya. Many blessings to you.
Thank
Peace.
You. And I'll talk to y'all. And let me, before I go, I got to make sure I get this right. Drama Mama.
Drama, mom. Yeah, you got
it. I'm going back to go roll up something. I'll talk to y'all later.
Peace. All right, mom.
I think he was just flirting with me over your airways. That's all I'm just gonna say.
You know,
but
that happens now. before I forget though, on Sunday, Nonstop Media, and you know, and the peoples, they have a showcase coming up on Sunday. It's in Queens, and it's in Elmhurst, right? Elmhurst, Queens,
yeah.
At the Black Thorn.
It's at, yes. Mhm.
It's at the Black Thorn in Elmhurst, Queens, this Sunday, March 19th. They have the music showcase going on. They are epic events. Good talent comes through there. It's very good shows.
I wish I could go. I got to do a double on Sunday.
Poor little
that
Tink
sucks.
Tink. I'll take a picture, too. I'll take a picture, too, and post it for you.
You ain't.
Yeah. GQ Palace.
Yeah. GQ Palace is going to be in the building. Nonstop Media. Shout out to Nonstop Media. Rich Money and all that. You know, they be doing big things. What time does it start? It didn't have a time on it.
Showtime's at 8:30.
Okay.
So, of course, what they really mean to say is the doors is going to open probably like 8 o'clock. It's not
right.
going to start till like 9:30, something
course.
Like that.
Of course.
But, first prize winner, first prize winner gets that $1,000 and a whole bunch of
Oh, wait, what you got to do? What kind of showcase is it? I need $1,000.
you got to perform.
You
got to
perform. It's a showcase where you perform.
I can sing.
We know, sing, you sing, rap, whatever. Whatever it is you do.
I'm just saying, I do know how to sing. I might be able to win that $1,000.
How much did you win?
You have to register. I don't know if it's too late to register, but.
I got to work anyway. I would have to get somebody to cover my shift.
Next time. They have them often, so you can you catch the next time.
I'll tag you
with it.
Yeah. All right. Even if we could get her to come up in there, you know, with some free tickets and stuff, you know, free of charge on GQ Palace.
Right.
You know, can come on in
okay.
and enjoy yourself.
Right.
How much?
Barry,
how much is
you
the
saying
event?
Something?
How
no,
much
that's
is
Dave.
It
how
to,
much is the event?
How much is it to enter into the event or to
yes.
get into the event?
To get into, to get into the event. Not to perform, but to perform,
okay.
no.
I think it's like $20, I think. But you know, Dave, if you ever say you coming, you know, you coming with Gigi Palace. I mean, you know.
Well, the reason I ask is I'm willing to pay for the first five people that chime in right now from this point. The people that listen on the phone, I'm willing to pay for the first five people that hit that one button and say something.
Hey. You
Ooh.
Guys hear that? Anybody?
Yeah, I heard him.
Dave will pay for y'all to get into the event on Sunday, to the music showcase on Sunday. It's in Elmhurst, Queens at the Black Thorn. And he's willing
look
to pay
at,
for the first five
Dave.
People that chime in.
That's right.
Mm.
So all y'all callers, y'all better press
Do
that
I
button
count?
If y'all want them tickets.
Do I count?
You do it a double.
It'll work.
Double.
I gotta work it double.
You get that ass to work.
I know, I gotta, girl, you know I don't play that. I'm going to work. You know, damn well I don't call it.
Yep, so but we had a very interesting show tonight. We like I said, every week we have different topics going on. and, you know, different people sending us mail and stuff. And if you have any topics or anything that you would like us for to discuss on the show, you can send us an email at GEEQUE002@gmail.com in all lowercase letters. Again, that's GEEQUE002@gmail.com. And, you know, send in a letter. You see, we read Diva Mail. People send me letters all the time. You can hit me up on Facebook. I am Miss Mo Better on Facebook. I'm Wearing It Well on Instagram. And you can hit a sister up. And we have GQ Palace Radio / Magazine on Facebook. And a lot of times when we post also in that forum on Facebook when the show's going on. So if you want to drop questions or anything or comments, anything, you can leave it there also. And again, that's GQ Palace. And GQ is spelled GEEQUE. Palace Radio / Magazine. General questions. Taking the world by storm. So we do. We're going to have, we have an online magazine as well. We have Rich Money, which is our CEO of the show, and he does a show on Friday where he interviews artists, authors, and all different types of people on that are up and coming in the music industry and stuff on Fridays. He normally, he does every week, he does one or two different people. So just, you can call the same number on Friday. Sometimes it's at 7, sometimes it's at 8 p.m. But he's, you know, he interviews people, and you can ask questions or whatever. If you're an artist, if you have any music or anything that you would like played on the show, you can upload your music and email it to the GQ Palace email with a bio and a picture of yourself about your music and everything, and you send it to, and Rich Money, you know, will go through the stuff and see what can happen.
Yeah, that's
Storm
for,
is
for
also
the art, for the artist. Yeah, for the artist aspect of it though, that's you send in a couple pics of yourself, if it's you by yourself, a solo, or if it's you and your group. You send in pictures, two or three pictures. You send your bio, and for music, you have to send in two or three tracks in MP3 format, and the email for that one is gqpalaceradio@gmail.com.
Okay.
That's what that
okay. Is. Okay. Well, thanks for ironing that. I got to write that stuff down because I'll be forgetting. I'll be catching senior moments and shit.
I was like, Diva, okay. Oh, let me help you out. Let me help you out. Yeah. But,
okay. Thank God for Storm. Yeah. Thank God for Storm in the building. I'll be the mess. Yeah, I'll be sending the information to Donald Trump, somebody.
Oh, Father, I can't. I watch it.
Oh, that's funny, Dave. You laughing at that, Dave. You mess.
You know I love you. You know I love you, Dave.
Of course, of course. But anyway, I guess nobody wanted to go to the show, Dave, and you were offering to pay for them. But, you know, you have people that just, I don't know, I guess they're stage fright. They're not like Drama Mama. Drama Mama's out
there. They're chilling.
Took the mic
by
storm.
They're chilling listening.
I sure would. I'll even do some of my jokes.
And listening.
Well, no, we're not getting ready to go there, Drama Mama.
Oh, no. No, Drama Mama.
It's a comedy hour.
I'm saying for the showcase.
Not now.
I will sing a little bit, and then I'll do some of my comedy. Then sing
you
a little bit,
comedy.
And do some of my comedy. Yes.
Oh, my goodness. We got to get you in the Carolines.
I'm multi-talented.
Okay. Hey, ain't nothing wrong with that. Be like me. I'm a Jane of many trades.
Yes.
Jane of all trades and the master of just one, and that's being me.
I like this radio show. I'm glad I called in and talked to
you. Yeah, I'm glad you called too, and you got to call back every week.
Yeah.
I like that.
I just want to make sure that I say happy birthday to my niece. Her birthday is on Wednesday, and we will not be back on the show it's on Monday, and we won't be back onto the show until Wednesday. So happy birthday, Cherise, and hopefully she'll be at that event
on Sunday.
Happy birthday,
Cherise.
Happy birthday, Cherise.
With us.
How old
you
is
know,
she?
Chilling with us, Geeky Palace. She's going to be 25.
Oh,
ooh,
oh, girl, you better turn. Mm. Where's she partying at? Where's she partying at this weekend?
I don't know. We about to find out, though.
We got to find out. I get off of work on Friday at 4. I don't got to work Saturday. Hint, hint.
I'm just saying.
Things work out, you know, in mysterious ways.
Yeah, things have a funny way of playing out, right? You know.
Exactly. You just, hey, end up at a club somewhere in the city.
Anything's possible.
Never know. Anything's possible.
Listen, and you know, shout out to all the peoples out there. Greenleaf comes on again tonight, and that's if for anybody that's like a quote unquote holy roller, watch Greenleaf. It's a great series. It's called Greenleaf by Oprah Winfrey. Anyway,
what is it about?
It comes on OWN. It's about a church, a mega church, and a church and a family that runs it. The family that runs it are Greenleaf. So, but anyway, it comes on at 10 o'clock, and that's where I'm going to be tuned in.
That's right.
But,
how long the show been on?
Our show?
No, Greenleaf.
It came out last
year. How many shows
are
it into it?
Hey, Storm, remember we interviewed the guy, Rich Money interviewed the guy, I think he was a bartender.
Greenleaf. Yep. Uh-huh.
Yep, the guy from Greenleaf. He was a guest on our show.
Wow.
Uh-huh.
Yep. He
no,
was a
but
guest
what I'm asking
show.
Is, how long has the show been showing on OWN? How long has it been on this?
Oh, it's been on. I think last year it started. They've been through
I got to go on demand and watch the beginning from the beginning to the end.
Yes.
So maybe that's what
I.
Maybe
I
that's
can't
what
wait.
I'll do then. Thanks a lot.
Yep. Yep. It's
I'll binge
it's
watch.
But yeah, one of the guys, he was a guest on our show. Our CEO, Rich Money, interviewed him right when the show first started. He was on. So, but yeah, it's going into the second series, and it's a great, great show. It's going to second season.
I'm gonna have to watch the show.
So, but on that note, we're about to come to the end of our show. Because it's about that time.
Boo.
It's about that
time.
I
will hang up then so y'all can end the show, but I just want to say
don't hang up yet. We're gonna give you a minute to give your final thoughts on tonight's topic. We're gonna give you a minute.
Okay.
You start first because you was the first caller.
Tonight's topic is Cheryl, tell them to kiss your ass if they keep acting stank, them away from your child because you don't want your child corrupted. Have a talk with your husband, and if he still want to act like the problem is not there, keep your distance or whatever. I would never tell you to leave your husband, but keep your distance. And I have more friends that are realer than any of my family members, so it is what it is. And thank y'all for allowing me to be on the show.
Thanks for calling in, Drama Mama.
Yeah, Drama Mama.
Anytime. I had a great hour with you guys.
Okay. Same time next week now. Dave. All right.
Well, I'm glad the other brother had the opportunity to actually get her name right because I didn't want to have those problems, you know what I'm saying?
You don't want to be faced with adversity.
That's right, you know. So I'm glad you went first and straightened that whole thing out so I didn't have to be involved in that. But in this life that we have, we have to make the best of every moment. And we have to shine for every moment. Do not allow others to dull your opportunity to make others. Do not allow others to dull your opportunity to make others happy. because in this one life, I don't know anyone that came back and said anything about the other one. We have an opportunity to leave a lasting impression on those that we meet daily. So when you meet someone, there's a story that they have to tell, and there's a story that they want to tell. Take the time to listen, take the time to be humble, and take the time to discern between the people that you meet and the people that love and care for you. Your family is here by blood. However, we cross oceans by water. Understand that we need both venues in order to make this world go round. So they say blood is thicker than water, but we still need both. Both friends and family begin with an F, okay? And just understand that once we have an understanding of love and what that means, and we understand what this life really is, it goes beyond color, it goes beyond gender, and it goes beyond just you. We have to be that which we were made to be, and that is spiritual beings loving each other, providing and caring for each other, because that, at the end of the day, is what's going to be left.
Amen. Well, all righty then. Barry, are you there?
Yeah.
I'm sure. I ain't got nothing else to say. Dana said anything.
I just think that marry who you want, deal with who you want, because his color's only skin deep, and then with family, like sometimes, like I said before, sometimes you in not all the time you inherit it, but whoever's there for you, who's ever there for you in the good times and the bad times, that's what it's really about. So,
all right, now
that's all I have to.
Okay, we appreciate y'all calling in. Again, we in the same time next week. Storm, do you have a final thought for the evening?
I think Dave kind of summed it up for everybody. So,
yeah,
you know,
I enjoyed
myself, of course, as always, and have a blessed and safe weekend, and I look forward to speaking to you guys next week, and Diva seeing you on Sunday.
Absolutely. I'm looking forward to Sunday. Hopefully, anybody that's listening, that you know, catch, what is it, the Blackthorn and Elmont Queens on Sunday. And, again, love is love, you know. And as far as loyalty, I don't expect loyalty from anybody, you know. So, you know, you love who you want to love. And on that note, we getting ready to chuck them deuces. Same time next week. 646-200-3838, 8 p.m. Wednesday evenings. And we'll holla.
Right,
we'll holla.
All right.
Just want to say I pray peace, power, and prosperity for everyone involved. And
look at you.
Hello?
Okay, Dave.
Hello. Love, peace, and chicken grease.
I love you guys. I love y'all.
Love
y'all take care. Okay.
Love you guys. Thank you.
Later.
Take care.
All right, have a good night.
Peace, Barry.
All right, brother.
That's funny. All right, Diva. Later.
Hello?
What you done started? Oh, nana. Why you gotta act so naughty? Oh, nana. About to spend all this cash. Oh, nana.
Tadpole, straight face, you remember?
Oh, nana, nana.
Put your hands in the air if you're smoking tonight.
Oh, nana, nana.
Keep your hands in the air if you're smoking tonight.
Oh, nana, nana. Oh, nana, nana.
Everybody say like,
oh, na, 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 oh, na, 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 na,
na, na, na, na, na, na, na, na, na, na, na, na, na, na, na, na, na, na, na, na, na, na, na, na, na, na, na, na, na, na, na, na, na, na, na, na, na, na, na, na, na, na, na, na, na, na, na, na, na, na, na, na, na, na, na, na, na, na, na, na, na, na, na, na, na, na, na, na, na, na, na, na, na, na, na, na, na, na, na, na, na, na, na, na, na, na, na, na, na, na, na, na, na, na, na, na, na, na, na, na, na, na, na, na, na, na, na, na, na, na, na, na, na, na, na, na, na, na, na, na, na, na, na, na, na, na, na, na, na, na, na, na, na, na, na, na, na, na, na, na, na, na, na, na, na, na, na, na, na, na, na, na, na, na, na, na, na, na, na, na, na, na, na, na, na, na, na, na, na I was on her when I first laid eyes on her. Brown skin with the Wonder Woman thighs on her. Sent a text to her, would you be my girlfriend? Was in love with her till I seen her girlfriend. I want every bad chick I see. Can't help that wanna party with the KOB. Gun him down, I got bodies on my mattress. I'm a sucker for a big butt Spanish shit. Ooh, nah, nah, box like ill, nah, nah. Strippers in the room still dancing for my dollars. Hands in the air, few crushing with no love. Shorty sent a note to me, said meet me after the club, like.
Look what you done started. Oh, nana. Why you gotta act so naughty? Oh, nana. I'm about to spend all this cash. Oh, nana. If you keep shaking, keep shaking that. Oh, na na na.
Put your hands in the air if you're smoking tonight.
Oh, na na na.
Keep your hands in the air if you're smoking tonight. Keep